being so good. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, yeah, maybe he did. So don't ask me about that. But because we really, I don't know why. To be honest with you, we lacked a little bit of energy. It seemed like, and it's funny because the offense and defense was playing with a lot of energy. But we'll get back to it. I thought the session we had today was good. And the one thing about special teams, it's about energy. It's about playing fast. It's about playing with everything you got. And we had some guys that were accustomed to doing that that didn't necessarily do that. And then we just got to get back to that.
What do you do with Shulman in terms of just getting him?
Well, I feel a little bit bad for the guy because he's a little bit under the microscope, obviously, for what's going on around here the last few years. But because if you look at, their punter there, he shanked one yesterday. And if you look around, just watching around the league, there's been some guys that do that. But obviously, he has to punt better, and I think he knows that. He'll be the first to tell you. And like I told him today, he can do that. He's shown that he can do it. Now, it's just the consistency thing. Field position is a key for us, and he's got a punter down there and give us a chance to cover it, and we got to get out and cover it.
Frustrating to have all the penalties that you guys had on you.
It really is because we've been pretty good. We've done a pretty good job up until last night, and it's just something that. It's very frustrating, and sometimes what happens, I think, with special teams, because there is a little bit, it's really, really hard to officiate special teams. They're out in the field, and it's a lot of, a wide open space, and, sometimes what happens is they call it one way, and then they don't call it the other way, and then guys get, they get thinking, well, they're holding me, I'm going to do this, and you have to play it clean, you really do, I thought that there were some situations just last night that were could have been very easily called, not called, but they were, and that's like I told him that it's the call, and that's we got to play. We got to play with it. It's part of the game. I think over the course of the year that stuff evens out.
Regarding Schumer, is there anything technical you could tell from the game that's just causing him not to hit it as solid?
Well. A lot of it has to do with the drop, and that's the biggest thing is just the drop. As most punters, we've talked to most punters, and that's why you see when you get around the 50-yard line, people coming after the punters and so forth, trying to get them to speed it up and that kind of thing. He just needs to stay in his rhythm and be consistent, do the things that he does. He's got a punt, and he'll be the first to tell you, punt better than he did last night, but he will.
See him performing better during the week.
Absolutely. And he had a good week of practice.
On Trevor Davis's punt return, at least from where we sit in full speed, looked like he had a couple opportunities to take it upfield.
First thing he said to me when he came off the field was, I missed it. And he did. He saw it again today on tape. And that's a little bit of experience. But I think that'll come. If he had it to do over again, and he'll see that. But he missed. He had a chance to put his foot in the ground and get north, and he didn't do it. And he knew it. And I think, to me, particularly with a young guy, that's the best thing is when they know what happened. So I look at that as a great learning experience.
Ron, is the thought process there with him returning the punts right now that Micah has too much going on with the top?
Well, that was last week, a little bit of that. And then Michael is he'd been bummed up a little bit with his ankle. Now, he obviously this didn't affect him, and it won't affect him, and so that'll be up to what Coach wants to do this week. But that was the reason, yes, sir, for him being back here last night.
Were you fine with all the decisions, kickoff returns for, kneeling? I mean, I know some of them are like 6 yards back. Do you want them to take some chances, or –
Well, Coach, that's obviously up to the philosophy that, and Coach and I have talked about it. I think there's some stats. If you look at the statistics, it's probably best when the ball's in the end zone to stay there and, give Aaron the ball at the 25-yard line rather than, take the chance of, even Ty said something to me last night, hey, it's a low hanger, can I come out? I said, no, Coach wants to stay in. But you like that attitude in him that he wants to take a chance to come out and do it. But every game's a little bit different, and you kind of have a plan as you go into the game, what you want to do.
On that kickoff return.
return with Jeff, it looked like he caught it with his foot on the goal line and then kind of hopped back a little bit.
He was very close. Well, what happened? The communication back here with those two guys has got to be perfect. And I think Jeff wasn't sure. And the ball, if you watch the ball, it drifted to the left, and Jeff wasn't sure whether Ty was going to take it or not. And, when it's in the middle of the field, Ty's the caller. He was the guy that was calling last night just because we got to get Jeff up to speed. He's just being back with the cast being off and so forth. But he has to know exactly where he is. That's why we put their feet a certain place, and then they know that if they're going forward or going backward, they know where they're at because they don't have time to look down and see.
Is he okay to do that, though? I mean, to catch it with his foot on the goal line and then?
As long as he reestablishes himself back in the end zone.
What's the time limit to get back in bounds? Was he just definitely out of bounds on the punt coverage?
Well, what they have to do, they can't run straight down the sideline. And you guys can look at that and see what you think. I mean, as he got pushed out of bounds, I mean, we were coaching because we thought coming off the line, he didn't do the things that we coach a little bit. And he's really usually really good at that. But as he's going down, then they had some coaches or somebody there in the way, and he went out around them. But from the way I saw it, it looked like he was making an angle back to the sideline. And the way they call it is if he's not making direct progress back towards the sideline. It looked like, from what I could tell, it looked like he was going back towards the sideline.
Okay.